After weeks of heavy campaign spending, debates, and political maneuvering, the closely watched Buffalo school board elections are behind us now. On Tuesday, voters chose board president Barbara Seals-Nevergold and newcomers Larry Quinn and Patty Bowers-Pierce to three at-large seats on the board. For some perspective, we turn now to Sandra Tan, who covers the education beat for the Buffalo News and is up with us bright and early this morning after working late last night. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you again. And let's move right into the level of interest in this particular election. You know, when you cover these things on the inside, sometimes, you know, we say it's such an interesting and widely watched election. But at the same time, and were you finding that just in your everyday dealings that people knowing that you're covering the education beat were maybe a little more interested in this particular election than in years past?
Yes, I think that's definitely the case. And in fact, I think that is supported by the voter turnout numbers. I mean, you had more than 50,000 votes cast for candidates in this election. 5 years ago, that number for the at-large seats was less than 32,000. So clearly, you have a lot more people who are motivated to come out and to cast a ballot for their candidates. And just even in speaking with the voters who I met at the polls that I visited yesterday, many of them did say, you know, anecdotally that they and their friends had been following the school district and what's been going on much more closely than in past years. So it's been interesting to see this level of record turnout. I'll be interested to see what the final numbers are in another week or two.
At issue in this particular election, of course, was the future of the superintendent, Dr. Pamela Brown. With the addition of Larry Quinn and Patty Bowers-Pierce to the board, is there any doubt about her future?
No, I really don't think so. It's not a matter of whether the superintendent is going to leave the Buffalo School District. At this point, you're really talking about a matter of when and how. Even though there were many candidates who said that they didn't believe that this race was a referendum on the future leadership of the school district, I think for many voters it certainly was. Both Larry Quinn and Patty Pierce have been very unmistakably clear about the fact that they don't think that the superintendent should continue on as the leader of the school district. Larry Quinn said it's not that he thought that the superintendent was the beginning and the end as far as the problems plaguing the school district, but if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And I think that there are other folks who clearly feel that way also.
Larry Quinn, in winning last night, made mention of being inclusive, trying to reach out to other board members and trying to work as a large body rather than as a faction. Of course, this board, it seems, for years has always been very divided. What are the obstacles that are out there that will keep that from happening, from bringing this board together?
Well, there are a number, and the superintendent, division over the superintendent is only one of them. I mean, there are issues of school choice. For instance, Larry Quinn and Patty Pierce are big supporter of charter schools. They believe that charter schools are an answer to the problems plaguing the school district, and they would like to see more of them. On the other hand, there are many other board members who feel like they want either to keep things the way they are or to see a return to neighborhood schools. They believe that things like charter schools are promoting the privatization of the school district. So that's one avenue where I think you're seeing a lot of divisiveness. I think that there are people who believe that the existing board are simply too secretive and not transparent enough. They want to see more change in that regard. There's disagreement over working with parents. The District Parent Coordinating Council, which is the district-wide parent leadership for the district, is sort of a controversial group. Larry Quinn and Patty Pierce, they are big supporters of the District Parent Coordinating Council and of parents in general having more voice and more say in how the district is going to move forward. In fact, I was with Larry Quinn when the vote totals were rolling in, and when it became clear that he was the winner, the very first person he called was Sam Radford, who is the president of that parent group, who he called an inspiration. So there are a number of dividing lines. So I know that Larry Quinn has said that he doesn't want to breed divisiveness. It'll be interesting to see how that actually translates once he becomes a board member.
Now, at the same time, though, there are two new members to the board. The school board president, Barbara Seals-Nevergold, was returned. So this wasn't a total change, granted a change in the majority of the board. What about from Barbara Seals-Nevergold's perspective? What was she saying after the election last night?
Well, I have to confess, there are four of us who cover the Buffalo Public Schools for the Buffalo News, and I was with Larry Quinn, and my colleague was with Barbara Nevergold, so I cannot speak to, entirely to what she said. But clearly, I mean, you have to give Barbara Nevergold and her campaign a lot of credit. She was a president of the board during a very, very difficult time this past year, and she has come under fire as being part of this this board majority, but she ran an excellent campaign. She had a lot of support, and I think there are people who still believe that the superintendent has not gotten a fair shake. I think that with Barbara Nevergold returning to the board, I think it's her hope that she is not going to the people who are currently part of the board majority aren't going to get marginalized by the new board majority that will be seated in July.
Sandra Tan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.